No More Apologies, Part 2, April 5th, 2010, Craig L. Bosley, M.D. We grovel before Gaddafi and hide our flag. Critics claim we are a self-centered and selfish country, providing less foreign aid than 21 other countries when comparing the aid as a percentage of gross national income. Are our critics right? Are we not what we believe? Well, how might we fare if we looked at total foreign aid rather than percentages? In that case, the United States is first, giving more than $25 billion in 2008, the next 21 nations combined giving only $85 billion. The United States provides nearly 30% of the world's foreign aid. So, which are we, self-centered or generous? Although using percentages of gross national income is a more accurate way to compare foreign aid, is it a truthful representation of United States assistance to other nations? Or is it misleading, lying by omission, leaving out data to prove a predetermined outcome? It turns out the data ranking us 22nd in foreign aid is misleading, just one piece of a much larger pie the United States bashers tend to overlook. Most of the other 21 nations provide little private philanthropy. Moreover, most are socialist, their citizens believing it is the government's responsibility to give aid to other countries, not theirs. Pretty much the way they view everything else in their lives. Which country does provide the most private charity? The United States, of course. Even when compared to other nations as a percentage of gross domestic product, we give more than twice what any other nation gives. Not bad for a self-centered people. That said, a third area of foreign aid needs examination. Most of the free world, with few exceptions, expects the United States to provide their military protection, a tremendous financial windfall for them. We are no longer the United States military. We are the world's military. In 2008, world military spending was $1.47 trillion, the United States responsible for 48% of that total. Removing Chinese and Russian spending, the United States pays for nearly 56% of the free world's military needs. And we actually provide much more, because most countries adeptly find reasons they must stay on the sidelines, sitting at home, refusing to step up to the plate, while American men and women die in their place. Since our critics compare us to other countries as a percentage of gross domestic product or gross national income, what dollar value do they place on American lives? Can they explain how to calculate American lives as a percentage of gross domestic product or gross national income? Foreign aid, philanthropy, and military expenditures are all pieces of the same pie. Selecting only one piece and using the data to denigrate America is nothing more than lying by omission. But if we look at the whole pie, the United States takes care of the world. We provide more foreign aid than any other nation. Our citizens provide more charitable contributions than any other nation. And we provide military protection for the free world, including the lives of our men and women. Maybe we are not the self-centered people the critics claim. Too often, our critics, both foreign and domestic, treat the United States the way a spoiled child treats a parent. Rather than appreciative of what they are given, they resent they are not given more, and they continually ask for more. Further, they become indignant if expected to contribute anything. In their view, they are to have whatever they want, whenever they want, and if the parent, the United States, fails to comply, temper tantrums and threats can follow. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to allow some of the world's spoiled countries to provide for themselves, to protect themselves. Time to allow them the opportunity to grow and appreciate the United States for what it really is, the world's provider and protector. Remember, the United States, with all its blemishes, is still the greatest country in the history of the world, offering more freedom and opportunity than any other country. No more apologies.